Welcome to a special week about Healing School. Join Gloria Copeland today as she brings a message on standing by faith for your healing and receiving God's blessing. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
God is a good God. And He wants us to have days of heaven on the earth. Now let's look at Proverbs. Let me give you the scripture in Ephesians. And I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. If you don't have one of these, you should get one. I love this little book. Just think that all the wisdom of God that He's given us to walk and operate in can be put in a book that size. And smaller. I've seen smaller Bibles, but just think about this one. God tells us how to live, how to be blessed, how to be well, how to be walk in love, how to love and be loved. Everything we need to know about life and having it more abundantly can be in one book. There's more to know, but this, if you know what's in here, that's all you have to know to walk in the earth successfully. So Ephesians, 2:10, I believe. Let me check that out. All right, in this New Living Translation, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece." Isn't that great? You are God's masterpiece. After all, you've been born of Him. You've been born again in His image. He made you over after Himself. And the scripture says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus." He made us over. When we made Jesus the Lord of our lives, we were born again. It's not just a religious phrase. We were made over. We passed from death into life. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. So we can find in the scripture, I'm going to give you some of the scriptures today, that God has a path and a plan for us. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that good that you're not just here, you're not just a blob, you're not just here to live a few years and not have any significant thing about your life? No, God has a plan for you. And we're told that if we'll seek Him, we'll find it. We'll find Him, and when we find Him, we'll find it. In your personal life, the more time you spend in the Word of God and the more time you spend talking to God, the more of your master plan you will fulfill. But if you don't pay God any attention, if you just go to church once a week, you don't pick up your Bible, you let the pastor do all your studying for you and all your searching in the Word, you may not ever find out what God wants you to do. And so, you could get to heaven and find out what you'd missed. I want to walk in what God's called me to do. I want to fulfill His master plan for my life because, after all, I'm building for eternity right here. You know, most of us won't live over 120. Most of us won't. And that's a short time compared to eternity. But if we'll take that 120 years and we'll live for God and we'll fulfill His plan for our lives, eternity will be such a breeze and so wonderful because we will have fulfilled. We will be standing before the Lord and we'll hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That's a desire of mine. I want to hear "well done." But you know, if I don't put any effort into my spiritual walk and into spiritual things, I won't hear that because I won't fulfill all God's called me to do. So it's really up to us. Whatever we choose to do, we do. So this says that we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew when we were born again in Christ Jesus so that we can do those things He planned for us long ago. Now, I was reading the Hebrew commentary one day, the Humash, and it says this: man has the ability to connect to the master plan. Oh, when I read that, that went off in my heart. We have the ability to connect to the master plan. We're not forced into that master plan. The plan is there, but we do have the ability and we're able to connect to the master plan. Now, we are a masterpiece. We're born over again in the image of God. A new creation that's never been before. E.W. Kenyon says, like a tree that's like a tree that never was before. And there's a full-grown tree. We were made when we chose Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. We were made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we have an opportunity to walk out the plan of God in our lives. We're a masterpiece with a master plan. Now, with that in mind, let's look at, I'm going to look at Proverbs 4:18 in the Amplified Bible. And we'll probably come back to Proverbs, but let's start here, too. And it says, well, it compares. You know, the Bible has a lot of comparison in to right and wrong, to good and bad, to the just, to the unjust. This is a comparison. It says, it says in verse 13, take firm hold of instruction. Do not let her go. Guard her, for she is your life. Well, where do we primarily get instruction? Out of the Word of God. We take fast hold of the instruction. We hold it firm. We guard it for instruction or wisdom. He's been talking about wisdom and which is in verse 11 in the Amplified says, wisdom says, I have taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom. Wisdom, which is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. I have led you in paths of uprightness. When you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. Your path will be clear and open. And when you run, you shall not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let her go. What instruction is he talking about? He's talking about this instruction of the wisdom of God. Take firm hold. You know, don't just hear something from the Word and let it go in one ear and out the other. That is hearing only. That is not hearing and doing. If we want the blessing, we do what we hear. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her. Guard instruction. For she is your life. The instruction from the Word of God, the wisdom of God, is your life. Guard her and don't let her go. Enter not in the path of the wicked. Avoid and go not in the way of evil men. Now, whose choice is that? And you know, everything depends on what we choose. Our outcome in life in the earth depends on whether we've chosen God's way or we're going the world's way. Now, I've been in the world for a while. It's gotten worse and worse. Just like the scripture says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Now, we don't have to partake of that. You know, there's more. I remember when people didn't curse in public. At least, unless you were in a really low place. And I remember when people didn't talk like they talk now. And I remember when people didn't act like they act now. Why? Because where sin abounds, and we know sin's abounding, but we know that grace much more abounds. So we know that the world is out there. They're out on the far edge. Most people without God, they think if they want to, it's okay to do it. And they don't have any conscience much about speaking bad, cursing, living immoral. But we know that we have to do what God says if we want to be blessed. So that means we can't be like the world. And if you feed on the trash of the world, it'll get in your eyes, in your ears, it'll get in your heart, and it'll come out your mouth. So you can't listen to cursing. You can't listen to things like that. And expect it not to get in you. We live in a world that curses today. I mean, people didn't always curse like they do now. They always cursed. There was always people that did. But I mean, now it's accepted. You can't go to the movies anymore because they're so foul. So what do? Well, you don't go. You don't say, well, there's nothing on, you know, except that, and so I'm going to go, or I'm going to watch this or that because it's funny. No, you don't feed on that. There's a scripture in the Bible Phil was talking about last night. I didn't know it got to prison. I'm glad it did. I'm sure they needed it. That says, he loved cursing. Let him wear it like a garment. That is a serious scripture, isn't it? Why is it called cursing? Because it's got a curse in it. We can't play both ends. We can't play on both sides of what's right and what's wrong. We've got to stay on the right side. If we don't, we're going to miss out on the best that life has to offer. We'll miss out on the blessing. So this says, avoid it. Avoid the path of the wicked. Pass on, for they cannot sleep unless they have caused trouble or vexation. Their sleep is taken away unless they have caused someone to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the uncompromisingly, this is verse 18, the uncompromisingly just and righteous, the path, we're talking about the path today, is like the light of dawn that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. So the path of the just is a shining path. The path of the righteous is a shining path, and it gets brighter and clearer. And that's the path that we want to walk. And we decide that. You know, you can live unjust or you can live just. It's just whichever way you decide. You can be in disobedience or you can be in obedience. Now, if you live in disobedience, you're going to eat the reward of that. But if you live in righteousness, you're going to be blessed. The path ahead of you will be bright and shining, ever brighter, ever better every day. Every year it gets better. Ken and I have done this for over 40 years. We've been in the gospel and endeavoring to obey the word. And every year it's gotten better. I mean, you just can't. The blessing, wickedness does not stay at the same level. If you're going down a wicked path, it's going to get worse and worse. But the good news is the blessing is the same way. If you're going down the blessing path, it gets better and better and better every year. How come? Well, because every year you're growing more. You're learning more. We've been doing it a long time, but we're still learners. We're still learning more how to walk the path that God has for us and how to live pleasing to Him. I'm not saying we never made mistakes, but I'm saying we do know what to do when we make a mistake. We repent and we get it right. We get forgiveness and we start over again. Amen. God is a good God and He's for us. This is His idea after all. He wants a family to live in righteousness before Him. He wants to manifest Himself in your life. He's not hard to reach. All you've got to do for God to move into your house and your life and your body is just cooperate with Him. Because He's ready. He's looking for a people. Glory to God. And the people that He can bless. He's the blesser. He's given us the blessing. Now here's just the long and the short of it. Just like we've been hearing about it in Ken's services. There's the blessing and the curse. And we get to choose. And it's an open book test. We should not be failing this test. We know if we've got a Bible, we know what's right and we know what's wrong. Now, if we want to live in the blessing, what did they have to do to live in the blessing? They had to do what God said, not what somebody else said or thought or said was all right or did before them or however the whole rest of the world lived. It was not supposed to affect God's people because they could live after God. Hallelujah. And though the world is dark out there and wicked and there's lots of bad stuff and it's gotten worse instead of better in the world, it's gotten better in the church every day. Hallelujah. because God is manifest more. The more room we give Him in our lives, individually, in our families, in our churches, the more He comes in. Hallelujah. So it's our choice, and we can choose to walk in the blessing, and we can choose the shining path. And then He tells you in verse 20 what it takes. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Now here's the key to the blessing right here. Here's the key to the good life. Here's the key to increase year after year after year. Let them not depart. Let the words not depart from your sight, and keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Put away from you false and dishonest speech, and willful and contrary talk. Put far from you, the King James says, perverse talk. That would include all kind of cursing. Perverse talk. And then it says in verse 26, consider well the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established in order to right. Turn not aside to the right hand or the left, and remove your foot from evil. So if you want the blessing in your life, if you want to walk out God's best plan for your life, you can't fellowship with evil. You can't live like the world 6 days and then go to church and everything be good. No, it's the one you choose. If you choose God's way, God's going to manifest in your life. If you choose Satan's way, Satan's going to manifest in your life. If you choose God's way, it's the blessing. If you choose Satan's way, it's the curse. Satan does not bless. He cannot bless. He himself is cursed. So you needn't think, I'll just, you know, do what I want to do, and I'll go to church, and I'll repent. No, God knows your heart. And now you're doing something on purpose. You're disobeying God on purpose. It's a decision that you've made, and that is a really dangerous thing. So we're not going to do that, amen? Amen. We're going to walk in the master plan. Psalm 138:8 in the New Living Translation says, the Lord will work out His plan for my life. Now that is a great scripture. The Lord will work out His plan for my life. Glory to God. And he has a plan. And if we'll just cooperate with Him, we don't even have to figure out the plan. We don't even have to be smart. We just have to hear and do. Do what He says. Offer yourself to Him. Lord, I'm willing to follow You. I'll do what You say. I trust You with my life. And then follow through with that. So the scripture we read in the New Living Translation says, we're God's masterpiece. He made us with a plan. God made us with a plan. He made us. How did He make us? Well, we were born again on the inside. Oh, I was so thrilled last night at the people that came forward to receive the Lord and to receive the Holy Spirit. When you were born again, you were recreated out of that old dark side, out of sin. And the life of God was put into you. Now you are what? A new creature in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Before you were just a creature. But now you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And if you've never been born again, you've never given the Lord your life and made Jesus the Lord of your life, that is the first and the great step. That is the way out from under the curse into the blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I get excited to think about it. I'm a new creature. I'm God's masterpiece. I have a plan. He has made us with a plan. Now, in John 10:10, let's look at something about this plan here. This is not something you haven't heard, but it's something that's always good to hear. I like this Amplified Bible to hear. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came, Jesus said, I came that they may have and enjoy life. That's the plan of God. That's the master plan. However, whatever your individual master plan is, it has at its base that you will have life and you will enjoy life. I enjoy life. Ken and I enjoy life. We're just amazed at how good life is. Every year it seems like things get better and better and more peaceful and more wonderful. And it's because we do our best to walk on the Word of God. God's no respecter of persons. He wants you to have life and enjoy life. Now, I'm a great one for enjoying life. I believe that. I came, Jesus said, that they may have and enjoy and have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Glory to God. If you're not overflowing today, you can. The more you give God, the more He'll manifest in your life.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you know that God never intended for anyone to suffer with sickness or disease? A key to receiving your healing is to fill your heart and mind with the Word of God.
We can walk on the Word, length of days, and years of a life worth living. Not only live long, but live joyful, live happily, live strong.
The Healing and Wholeness Package includes a sermon on DVD by Gloria Copeland. Know Him as Healer. In this video teaching, Gloria Copeland shows you how healing is received, how God's Word can be taken like medicine, and much more. Plus, Words That Heal, a book with a companion CD. It's full of words of healing from the Scriptures and also includes songs of healing and faith, plus faith-filled prayers and confessions. Also included is a CD of healing scriptures by Kenneth Copeland. Listen to Healing Scriptures and receive wisdom on Jesus' healing ministry. Learn to live in the blessing. Be healed in your spirit, soul, and body.
To order the Healing and Wholeness Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $24 and includes Gloria Copeland's book, Words That Heal, her faith-building teaching, Know Him as Healer, on DVD, and Kenneth Copeland's Healing Scriptures CD. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Once I got here, I was enjoying the first few meetings, having a place to lay down when I was all done. Last night was extra restful for me, but I knew that if God really wanted me to stay for the whole thing, that He would have to provide a way, a miracle, for me to do that financially. I walked to my car, I opened the back hatch to get my coffee mug out of the back, closed the hatch, I walked around to the front door, and I saw this on the ground. And I could see there was money hanging out of it, and I thought, somebody lost their money. I thought, somebody needs their money. And it's blowing around the parking lot because it's very windy outside. And this is about 3 feet away from my car. And as I reached down to bend it, I could see it was written on. It said, for an extra day. I was just getting ready to check out of the motel. And the amount of money in the envelope was just the right amount for an extra night at the motel. And then I looked at this, and my human nature said, I can't believe it. But instead of saying that, I said, I can believe it. And I just thank God that He did a miracle today in the parking lot, whether it was through an angel, through a servant who was obedient, who maybe didn't know, He said, just write this down, throw it to the wind or whatever, because it could have blown here to Kingdom Come, because it's substantially windy outside, but it just happened to land or be right where I could see it when I got ready to get in my car. I told nobody about my financial situation as far as my wanting to stay another night. Nobody knew anything except God. So it has to be of God.
That's one of the most amazing financial testimonies I've ever heard. It would have been great to just have the money blow across your path. But for it to say for an extra day, that was so specific.
God knows right where you are at all times. That's what we should never forget. Brian wanted to stay an extra day. It was a desire of his heart. He let it be known to God, and God blessed him. That is so amazing. If we want the blessing of God, we need to do what we have to be able to hear. Because all we have to do is hear, and then we choose to believe it, receive it, obey it, and God will move supernaturally. That was part of his master plan to be for this man to be in that service. But had that man not loosed his faith and believed God, he would have had to go home. So healing and salvation go together. God's got a master plan for you. Actually, healing is in your salvation. Just like forgiveness of sins is in your salvation, healing and peace, healing for your body, peace for your mind, that's part of your salvation. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, just do it right now. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I make you the Lord of my life. Take my life and do something with it. I like to say that because that's what I said to the Lord the day I got born again. I said, take my life and do something with it. And you know what? He took it. He didn't turn me down. He took it. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you today, Father, for your healing. Now, if you need healing and or if you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life, you pray this. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for helping me. And right now, just tell the Lord, I receive my healing in Jesus' name. And I speak in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. The same miraculous power of God that was in this testimony we just saw, that same God is right where you are. Jesus is the healer. He's the Savior. He's the one that blesses you. So you just take him, receive him. And if you did that today for the first time and you want to receive this free salvation package, let us know and we'll send it. Or if you're already born again but you don't know too much about it, we'll be glad to send it to you free. We want you to have it, you know, and take your healing. This you make your stand. I am healed. Don't say anything different. Don't act anything different. No matter what the symptoms say, you say, Jesus is my healer. I believe I've received my healing. And you go about your business doing what you couldn't do before. Join me tomorrow for Healing School, and I'll see you then. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland when you log on to our website at kcm.org.